Kum lernen a blad gemara. Daf hey amid aleph. So what we learned now was in Menachas, Rav came along and said that where you have a matter, where you have something where the purpose is to enable you to do something, if you did it loy lishma, you not only aren't you yotze, but actually you cannot even bring it up. And he talked about a kar mincha, if you did the kmitzah. And you did the kmitzah loy lishma. Which minchas you're talking about? The minchas ha'omer. The purpose of the omer is to allow you to eat the new matir. And then he went further. Same thing by a nazir. The osham of a nazir is to be matir him. He doesn't have to, stop all the yisurim go away. And sending the osham of a matir is to matir him that you can eat kachim. So if you did loy lishma, generally all the kabbanas except chatas, if you did loy lishma, you still proceed with the carbon just as the baal bas is not yetsa. These you cannot even proceed. So the Gemara concludes with a question and repudiates it. And goes as follows. Or ask the question. So the mother may survey the top line of him and Allah asks another question. It says clearly, the Asham Lebanai Seder brings, which enables him to come back and eat kachim and all that, and go back into the camp. Shenishchet shalay lishmoy v'yishchet loy lishmoy. It says clearly he did loy lishmoy. Oishalanitin medami al gabe bahinas. He forgot to give the blood, place the blood on the thumbs. Hadeza oila the gabe mizbeach. And it says clearly here, you still bring it to the Mizbeach, and return the Sachem, you go through all the steps that a normal carbon had been kosher, but v'tzarich osham achalach shiri, but you didn't fulfill your chiyuv, and you have to bring another one. Clearly here, you still perceive the carbon, chiyuv to the Rav. The Rav said before, I'm matir, you don't proceed with his, clearly you do. He's a kasher Rav. Says the Gemara, so anyhow, let's start from the beginning. Rav said, sorry? Everything, all over again. All over again. Now, Reish Lakish, you, Rav, said that a minchas ha'omer, if he did the kmitzah with loy lishmoy, it's useless, the carbon can't do anything with it. It comes along with Reish Lakish, says no. Minchas ha'omer should come to lishmoy. I disagree. If you have a minchas ha'omer and your kmitzah says loy lishmoy, ksheda, it is kosher. It is kosher. Navaz, it's kosher. Navaz, we have a problem. Since, you continue with this carbon, but you did not fulfill your chiv. In other words, just like any other carbon, you did loy lishmoy. The problem is, if you didn't fulfill your chiv, that means it wasn't matir the chadash, how can you eat this carbon? She says, if you cannot eat. Now, normally we say another carbon, you bring it, you eat like a shlamim, but you haven't fulfilled your chiv. What about the minchas ha'omer? You cannot eat it because what's going to be matter? It's from the new crop. What's going to be matter this crop? So therefore, you hold it off. You don't eat the shirayim. Achetovi minchas ha'omer acheres. You bring another minchas ha'omer correctly, and then vetati rena. You matter this one here. Says the Gemara, have a problem with it. So that's his lakish shita. So he holds that minchas ha'omer is no different than any other mincha, any other carbon. Shalay lishma, you proceed with the carbon and you eat it as a shlamim. But this one here, you cannot eat it until you have the other minchas ha'omer to be matzit. Says the Gemara, but we have another problem. We learn from Yecheskel, whereby Yecheskel we had more of a basa. We learn from there. It says mimashke Yisrael. It says you should bring a sheep from the cattle. It says the mimashke Yisrael from the drink of the Eden. And we learn from there that min hamutli Yisrael, our carbon can only be brought from something that is mutter to the Eden, that's mutter to be eaten. L'chayla, since this particular omer cannot be eaten, so how can it be kosher? Forget the problem about kaimet shalay l'shma. The problem is it's not mashke Yisrael. And for the Gemara, no, what did you bring in the sochim? Only something that mashke Yisrael that an ordinary Yisrael can drink, not something else. And for the Gemara, Adab Adab Kassav, Shalak Shalak holds, it's only a matter of time, there'll be mutter. Since you're going to bring the next omer in an hour or 2 hours, on that day, on the 16th day of Nisan. So what's going to happen then? It'll become mutter. It's only a question of time. Ein mechusas man bil boi b'yayin. Since it's going to happen the same day, even though it hasn't happened yet, it's not called mechusas man, and therefore you cannot say this is not mashke Yisrael, because definitely it will be mutter today. So he holds no mechusas man if it's bil boi b'yayin. So if you ask the question, it says in the Braise the following. The Braise compares Oifas to Menachas, that each one has Chumras that Lama doesn't have. So it says in the Braise, yes, but Oifas, Shem, Menachas. You have matters that are found by Oifas that you don't find by Menachas. And yes, but Menachas, Shem, but Oifas. You have things that are by Menachas that you don't have by Oifas. It goes as follows. Yes, but Oifas, what dinim do you have by Oifas that is not shared by Menachas? First of all, so Oifas, Boyim, Benid, Vishtaim. You can have two partners to bring an Oif together. That it says Nidre Chol Nidre and Vinid Vaisay in plural, we say that even two people can bring a carbon together. accept a carbon mincha, you can't, because it says the nefesh. It says in the Hanva Yikra by a nefesh, and a nefesh is singular. So only one person can do it. That's number one. Number two, mechusare kapara. Anybody that went to the mikveh in Harish Hamish and he still needs a cup, a carbon, in order to enable them to eat kapara, is the only carbon they bring. They bring birds, and like a zav and a zava and a yeled and a mitzray, they all bring birds. But you don't find that at all by a mincha. Nobody brings a mincha to be matir kapara. And vuhutru miklal isurin bekoidish. And also by a bird, we do an activity that is forbidden for an ordinary person. That is malika. We don't shech the bird. We do malika. Malika would be asad for an ordinary person. He had this question here. Mash enki menachas. Menachas has none of these three. However, v'yesh menachas are other requirements of menachas. They don't have any. For example, shah menachas into unas kli. You have to put in a kli shadid. Mash enki by a bird does not require a kli shadid because you don't use a knife by a bird. What do you do? You use your finger, your thumb. Number one. Second thing is tenufa by a carbon mincha. You have to wave it. You don't wave at all by a knife. And hagosha, you have to approach the mizbeach with a mincha. You go to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, not next to the horn there, and you bring it towards them. And v'yeshna b'tzibur k'b'yachid, be fine by mincha that the mincha applied. There's no carbon oif for a tzibur, but there is, because it's not suitable. But there is a carbon mincha for a tzibur. Where do you find that mincha zaymer? The one we're talking about right now. Smasha ain't came by oifus. Now, according to you, there's another din that we have by mincha that you don't have by oif. You should have added if you did it. Shalai v'shma. V'imisa b'menoch is not mishkach lo dehutru miklal esurim b'kodesh. According to you, there should be one more, and that is that by mincha we find that it's. You're telling me that normally you're not allowed to bring up a carbon that you cannot eat. But a mincha sa'omer you're allowed to bring up in the case, even though you cannot eat a mincha sa'omer, because nobody can eat yet. Why not? Why can't anybody eat right now? Because the mincha sa'omer doesn't work for anybody else, but it works for this particular carbon because mechusas man is not a psul. Because in an hour or two, you're going to bring the correct carbon, but no one else can eat it yet at all. So we see here that there's a maila by mincha that you don't have a if. My new mincha sa'omer. Says the Gemara, that's not a good example. You know why? Kivan, the whole word is kivan the aim mechusas man b'boyim, because the whole word is that there's no mechusas man, which means it's as if it's kosher. Lavi suruhu. It's as if you brought the other carbon already right now, and therefore there's no chiddush by a mincha that you don't have anywhere else. Everybody can eat a carbon the aimer since you're in the base of mincha, as if you brought up already the other mincha's aimer. So that's why it's not mentioned. It doesn't prove anything. Mosi would have Shay, should have Shay asked a question of the Brahis and Ishlakis. You just look and say, what? That is no Muchus's man, the boy be yemen there for this first Michalim you're allowed to bring up, even though it's not Mashki Yisrael, and you bring it because you're going to bring the other one up to later today. It says in the Brahis, what about you didn't reverse the order? Hegdim Matan Shem by Mitzayda, you have to put blood and put also oil. So the rule is on his fingers, on his thumbs. Peak the matan. If you reverse the order, first you brought up the oil, the matan down before you place the blood. So what do? You malenu shemen, don't be tzakatz, put some more oil, but you actually eat and go through the motions again. Shemen, acham matan dam, was it? You actually eat and shemen, acham matan dam. Okay, just do it again. What about matan bohenes l'matan sheva? What about you did? You're supposed to first spray the oil, to say, what do you call it, in the direction over there seven times, and instead you did the finger first. L'matan sheva, what do? Is he malenu shemen? No problem. After you did the matan sheva, you go ahead and you fill up the loig with oil again. V'yachz v'yitin matan bohenes, acha matan zayin. So you do it again. Now, v'yamr, if you're going to tell me, that aim of chuzman b'yom. You tell me since it's all in the same day, it doesn't really matter. So you dual poly yaitza according to you. So the chayit, even though you did it before, it's since it's the only question chuzman, should be all right. Amay yachz yitin, amay da'avad avad. Why should do it again? Whatever he did. Why isn't it good? Amar a papa answers. Shiny hilchas mitzayda. That when it comes to the laws of mitzayda, we cannot apply the rule. There's no mechuzman b'yom. Say as if it happened afterwards. You know why? The Ksiva Buhavoya. The Torah clearly says the Pasuk Amar Kasa Zois Tiya. Because the Torah adds the word Tiya, it tells you this is the format that you have to follow. This is the protocol. You must, the Torah insists on this. Even though generally we have a rule, there's no Mechusas Manla by B'yayim, but when it comes to activities of Mitzayda, you have to follow the system. That's why you have to do it and repeat it. Zois Tiya Torah's Mitzayda, Tiya Bahava, Tiya, what do you mean, Tiya Bahava Asatei? It should be exactly the way I told you it should be. Okay. Moser, a papa, not a papa who just answered and defended Rava. He himself has his own question. It says, in the Braise, Hegdim chat osay la'ashamay. What happens if you brought the chatas before you brought the asham? You're supposed to bring the asham first and the chatas. But you brought the chatas first. Lo yehi acham imadeis bedama. We don't want somebody. Okay, let's continue with this chatas and have somebody stir the blood, because you have to then do the asham and then sprinkle the spray the asham before you spray the chatas. We don't want somebody blood. If I got you ruined it. You let it stay overnight and let it, you know, and you discard it. You bring another chatas. If you hold his normal chusas man by b'yayim, what's the problem? So take a base. Mother understands what he's leading up to. Now what? You cannot use it because the fact that you have to burn it means that there is mechusas man lebay b'yayim. We don't say, oh, because you're going to bring it, what's chil you bring it 20 minutes, you bring it now. There's no mechusas man lebay b'yayim. And what's chil you brought to Hashem later, since there's no mechusas man lebay b'yayim? It still matters. That's a kasha. That's his question. So you might ask a question. I don't understand what your problem is. Who's asking the question? A papa. But a papa just told us by the laws of Mitzvah, it is different that you have to follow the process that says Tia Mitzvah. And this is, when this chat is what we're talking about here, is again about Mitzvah. So what's his question? But a papa, he himself just said that Mitzvah is different, that it says the word for Zoyz Tia Mitzvah, you have to follow a certain system. And you're not following the system. He's supposed to bring the Ashram before the chat, and he did it all the way around. So what's the papa's question? This is about Rapapa. Ema, when do I say that you have to follow the system? Hani Mili, that's talking about Bavoida. Because where does it say Havoida? It says in the Pazak's here, Tedas and Mitzvah is talking about things which are Avoida in the base of Midah. So there you have to follow a process. Oba Shchita la Avoida. Shchita is not Avoida because it's kosher.
Shere Bazaar.
And since Shchita is not Avoida, it doesn't come under the story of following the process of Vizayis Tia Mitzayda. So how come if you shechted the Chatas before the Asham, we say Fafalun? What about the fact that Imchus is Malabay B'yayim?
So Shchita we're calling like a Heksha Mitzvah.
It's not Heksha, it's for one of the Avoidas, you do pickle and everything else. But it's not Avoida as far as this is concerned. There's a whole bunch of tastes in there on Shchita and Avoida. Taste has problems understanding what Shchita Avoida is. He argues with Rashi because of Zor. And if you tell me by b'yayim chuzman, yehi achem emadim damas. Why taka don't you have somebody stirring the blood? And v'lakid of ashem v'hod lekachatas. Okay, the shchit doesn't matter. Then let's shechter the ashem. Then go ahead and do the inyanim you have to do with the ashem. Then you go ahead and proceed with the lechatas. Elam papa. So this word must be the what? A mechusas man even by b'yayim is a problem. Is a problem. Elam Rapapa. So how can we say by so what's going on? Elam Rapapa. Hain time the Shlokish. So why talk is the Shlokish holder by the Omer? Luchedi going back. If Mechuz Zman is a problem, how come when it comes to Minchas Omer, you told me that the first Minchas Omer is you're allowed to bring up Luchedi Mimashki Solos Namutir. L'chayda m'mashki, solos namuta, and you call me the whole vartid because in an hour you can be the correct one. There's no mechusas man, but l'chayda is mechusas man. L'chayda mechusas man is a problem. So how come you can bring the first oymis, not mashki, solos namuta, Yisrael? Elahi time l'shlok, so he holds, heyin mizach matir, he holds a matayda the moment the sun rises on the 16th day. It's already muta. As soon as the 16th day of Nisan came along, it's already the Chodesh Mutter, because it says Etzem Ayem. Etzem doesn't mean lunchtime. Etzem means first thing in the morning. That's what they hold. The first thing in the morning is already Mutter. Navaz, it's a mitzvah. We have the Minchas Ayem to be Mutter. So therefore, technically, it's already Mutter. It's already Mashke Yisrael. This Minchas Ayem, you're allowed to eat the barley anyway, because technically it's Mutter from the first thing in the morning. Yeah. And that's why, because it's a mitzvah, we wait till you actually bring the Omer up. That's why it's not a problem of Mashki Yisrael. Says the Gemara, this thing that we just said, Ish Lakish holds. It's not, it didn't say Befeidish, but it's only we learn from a clown. Elo, Mekol Itmar, from a clown, from something that he said. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Meviyin, you don't bring Minchas Bekurim, you don't bring the Mincha of a Bekurim. or minchas behema. It means the mincha that goes with the nesachim koydim la'omer. You don't bring it before the omer. Why not? Because you need mashke Yisrael. It has to be something you should not bring. What do you call it? Chodesh from the, because it's not yet edible for a yid. The imhevi, if he did bring it, possible, it is possible. This is what Misha says. Then it says, Koydin l'shtei lechem lo yavi, that the first carbon, the first wheat that you bring on the Mizbeach should be shvuas after you bring the shtei lechem. And saying the Bekurim, all that. Imhevi, kosher, but if you did bring his kosher, become shtei lechem, but if you brought another carbon of wheat before then, it's kosher. And the Shlokish made a comment as follows. When do we say that it's possible? If he brought the new crop, something, you know, whatever it is, a new crop before barley, before the 16th day of Nisan, it is possible. As I told him, he did the 13th, or the 14th, or the 15th. Avol b'shishos, if he brought the 16th, before Yilapoyel brought the Mincha Zayimit, im hevi kosher. It is kosher. It is kosher. Why is it kosher? He doesn't, but we said before, we don't believe anymore. Mechusas man lebay b'yem. Mechusas man doesn't matter even for 5 minutes. If you did it 5 minutes too early, it's already a problem. Doesn't matter, that's the same day. So how come you brought it before you brought the Mincha Zayim? It's not a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Alma, there's only one possible conclusion, because everybody holds. Hey, Yid HaMizach Matzit. He holds that as soon as it comes daybreak, Matayda, it's already Mutzit. That's why it's not a problem of Mashke Yisrael.
So then mitzvah. We have a problem with Mechusas Man, or it's you hold Heir Yom.
No, that, and other things. It's a general question, a general principle with this. Is there a problem with Mechusas Man? Mechusas Man, yeah, tomorrow. If you, I hold Mechusas Man never works. Never works. We had a Mechusas Man in the beginning of Pesachim, Mechusas Man, we had a few places. We'll have a Nidah. I hold as long as I hold the Mechusas Man. If it's not ready yet, it doesn't matter that tomorrow will be ready or now will be ready. If right now it's not ready, it's not ready. It's not kosher. So how come a Mincha Zayim you're allowed to bring it up? Because it's kosher. It is kosher. It is ready. Because Hei Yira Mizrach is already matter. That's enough. Etzem Hayem he learns means morning, not lunch, not noon. Says the Gemara. Okay. So this is the Shlokish. The Shlokish Shita was that a Mincha, if you were Kaimit, Shalai Lishma, the din is that you continue with the procedure and everything else, and just for us, you don't need the shirayim. Says the Gemara, he finishes off. The Rav Amar, Rav says, I hold the third shita. I hold pot like the shlokish, but I'm going to go further. Mincha sa'ayma shekamtza shalei l'shma, that if you did the shalei l'shma, not only is it ksheda, is it kosher, and you continue with the carbon, but v'shirei nechalin, I hold you allowed to even eat the shirayim. You don't need another minchas oimer. I hold that if you had the wrong thoughts, your thoughts cannot pass on the oimer. Not only is it kosher, it's mamish. It's a regular oimer minchas oimer as kosher because your machshava cannot pass on the minchas oimer. Now why not? All kabbalists we have the concept that your machshava can pass the pigul and all that. So why doesn't it work by minchas oimer? She'ein machshava me'elus. Three rules. When does machshava work? Number one is ela b'mishiro l'avoida, only by a kohen that is suitable to avoida. Because the balmum, for example, his machshavas don't ruin anything. Next thing is v'davar haro l'avoida, only something which has to be called a carbon, like other mincha made out of wheat, but not mincha soimer, because it's not really a carbon. All it's doing here is being matir the chadash. It's not coming as a carbon. And he says mincha soimer is different because there it's made out of what do you call it? It's made out of flour and so on and so forth. But also over there, the Torah calls it a chatas. So therefore, and it's not coming to sort out any sin. And the third thing is, if the mizbeach at the time had a pagam, the stones, and you had a thought, the wrong thought, it doesn't pass this. No, the oimer is made out of pieces, and we'll learn later, and that's made out of flour, kemach.
There was no sifting process.
We'll see later. We did, but it's not the same thing. And also, the whole thing is not avoided. And the third thing begins is bad. Now the Marek spells out. Mish, rola avoid, lafuk, kain balmum, kain balmum, cannot pass it, but it's machshava. Uvido avoid, lafuk, michas, oimid, the lechazi, the chidish, the whole thing is not really a carbon, it's only a chidish, the whole thing, and therefore, machshava doesn't help. Uvido mocker, rola avoid, lafuk, kain balmum, 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 k Think about it right. The Mishnah says, but today for Torah morning, when it says min habokar lemata, it says again. And we learn from each word, it shouldn't be muksa, it shouldn't be never, it shouldn't be even aveda, it shouldn't be rave, it shouldn't be nirba. It says again, minabaka, the second time, to tell you, what does it tell you, minabaka, not all the baka, which ones are we cancelling? We're telling you that a treifa cannot be used on the mizbech. For the Gemara, I need a pasuk for that. But like Dinu, the Gemara starts off and it goes all the way to the Mishnah. We're not going to go the whole sugya today. But the Gemara says, but at the pasuk, you would think a treifa is kosher? Of course not. And the Gemara at the very end is going to ask, what about the pasuk min mashke Yisrael, min amutul Yisrael? Of course you cannot use a treifa. But even though it's hard to understand the Gemara's question, because that's in Yecheskel. That's right. And this is the Taita. To ask a question why the Taita says it. Anyway, but the Taita says it. And Kavachim is as follows. That has a mum. You're allowed to eat an animal that has a mum as long as it's not treif. Yet asura legvoy, it's forbidden from the base of Migdash. Treifa shasura lehedit. Treifa that a hedit cannot eat. Nu ain din shasura legvoy. Surely it should be asura legvoy. What in the world do I need? So that's the question. This is the question that goes through that. This is the Kavachim. We have a Kavachim from Balmum. And therefore, what do I need a pasuk min habakkah to tell me that treifa is no good? That's the most question. So Gemara is going to continue saying that maybe from other inyanim we would think that we should be able to eat treifa. For example, you see other special dispensations that we allow in the Beis HaMikdash, which a hedyot cannot do, but a Beis HaMikdash can. So maybe treifa is one of those. That's what we would have thought. And therefore, the Torah tell you, Chatnas, we'll Gemara will say later on the bottom of the page. So Gemara is like this. Good. So you and the Gemara are thinking the same way. So now the Gemara says here, what do you mean? There are things that are usher to a person, and yet it's mutter in the base of Migdash. And that's why we need a pasuk by treif. What are they? For example, chaylev, fats, v'dam, blood, shasur, and lehed, we're not allowed to eat chaylev, and dam, and yet, mutter, like, what do you do with it? You sprinkle it on the mizbeach, you put it on the mizbeach. So therefore, we're thought treif for the same thing. What are you talking about? How can you even say that? You know why the case of chaylev, v'dam, she came boy, mekal, head to the rest of the animals, cautious, only the chaylev, v'dam. So therefore, we can use that in mizbech. Treif of a treif kula sura. The entire animal is treif. A treif makes renders the entire animal treif. So why would you think you're allowed to put that in mizbech? And therefore, we would surely it should not be mutter for the Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemara, okay, I'll tell you where. Melika techiach. What do you mean? We find things that are also, we're not allowed to eat a bird that had melika, and yet you call it Isur, and the entire bird is treif for us, not only any part of it, and yet vasur and vasur lehedit, and yet the mutar legvaya. So maybe treif the same thing. Asa to us, but mutar the Beis HaMikdash. Nay, mala melika. You know why melika shekain kedushasa oisarta? You know why melika? No. Nobody eats a treif. No, when we say mutter means on the mizbech, not for kohenim to eat. Yeah, on the mizbech. So Gemara, what are you talking about? Malika can't bring it here. My Malika. Rashi learns different tastes, but tastes l'chayil is in pshat, it's easy to understand. He says that why are you meilikit? Because it's already a carbon. The carbon forces you to be meilikit, and therefore it's not a chsaron or a meila. That's the din of the carbon. So what are you telling me that malika is also to everybody else? He has mutar mizbeach. That is what the carbon is supposed to be done. Malika. It's a kedusha that warranted a malika. So you can't say, oh, there's somehow or another that we learn from here that you should be able to do treifa. Treifa does not have nothing to do with the kedusha. Masha ain't give a treifa, ain't give a shasay sartis. Treifa has nothing to do with the carbon. Exactly. Then the baraita continues. Okay, so at this stage, we remain with a question. So why read the pasuk? We have a kal v'chomer. Which is also mutter by Yisrael, also the mizbech. Should we treifa also the Yisrael? Should be also the mizbech? We remember that question. Says the Gemara, im hishafta. But if you have a good question, a good answer on the kavuchaymer, there's no kavuchaymer anymore. Therefore, kishayim and bokel matet. Therefore, when you're the pasuk, when I bokel, tell you you can't have treifa. What are you talking about? You didn't answer my thing. My mishbata. So you still have, you brought a few answers, you slugged them up. So what taka? Why do we need a pasuk? We have a kal v'chomer. So now the Gemara's going to go through to the Mishnah, a whole bunch of different queries or ways of trying to undermine the kal v'chomer. Amar Amar Shum Di Klamei, I can argue like this. Mincha Zayimah Techiach, the Mincha Va'imah can prove to you otherwise. Sha'asur lehedyet, the Mincha Zayimah is asur to a hedyet. Umuteres legvaya. you know, a head is not allowed to eat it because it's chadash, but it's only mutter on the mizbech. So the same thing. So therefore, we see that there are instances, things are also the head, the mutter is the mizbech. Maybe trade the same thing. So I think, what are you talking about? The reason why you put on the mizbech is for that very reason, to be matter chadash. How do you have to trade for? What does trade for do? Trade for has no purpose. So why should you think you'll be able to put trade for the mizbech? What about the Shemitah b'shvius? There you're not matter anything. You're not allowed to eat the Tvua Shemitah. So the tray, so it's not being matter anything over here. And yet you put them as bech. So what do you mean? Even shvius nami. She came matter svicha b'shvius. A thing that grow on its own. Like weeds, a thing that grow on its own. Svicha, which are mutter, only thing you know, a plant. But svicha are mutter. And you're, but you're not allowed to eat it als chodosh. Comes along the amen. It's matter that. I think, no, but according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amas Svichin Asun, he holds my pass, he learned a pass, the Svichin are us in the Shemitah, what's the Amas coming to matter? Nothing. And yet you put him as Bech, even though it's us in the head yet. Maybe trade the same thing. Even Rabbi Kiva, you can ask. Malam Minchas Oimish, it came Materes Chodesh Bechutz Laretz. At least for the people of Chutz Laretz, and now Kistari, there's no Shemitah there, so they can eat a new crop. Based on what? Based on the on this Oimish. So it does something. Mashiach Tzev does nothing. So even what are you can tell me? What are you talking about? What about the mandam of the town that we had in Kedushin Lam Chester, who holds that there is no chadash in Chutz Laretz? Yeah, at least not my Torah. So what's Aimer doing? And he has mutam mizbech. I can argue she came balahate lav shebetoicha. The chadash at least will argue will be a matter the lav that's inside the. There's a lav lechem the koli v'kamer loy seichlu, and that has been removed, and that has been removed. In other words, not for chutz laretz, the oimer itself. This oimer itself, even though it's shmita, you'll be oiver als iser shmita, but you won't be oiver als iser of chadash. So therefore, a treifa does nothing, achieve nothing. So why should we think it's more? Following your line of reasoning that if you that the oimer, even though you cannot eat it, you put him as bech and remove the lav. So maybe there's some. Maybe let's make a chiddush. If you take a treifa animal, you put him as bech, it's no longer treifa, it's kosher. Ella parachachi, and obviously it can be. Ella parachachi, this is a question. What do you bring me, minchas ha'ayme, and trying to compare the tray? Shekain mitzvah bekach. That is the mitzvah. You have no breda. You cannot bring from Yashin. You can only bring from Chadash. Mashang a treifa, bring a kosher. Who asked you to bring a treifa at a carbon? So therefore, why would you think you're allowed to bring a treifa? By no, I mean, have a breda. Taylor says bring a minchas ha'ayme. Okay, Shemitah, and you can't, it doesn't do anything. But that's what the Taylor says. Okay, you have no breda. But treifa, why bring a treifa? You bring kosher. The shlok is on, so go back to the question. So we have a good kavu chaimer that a balmum is also to hedge is mutter on his beach. So treifa, so treifa, what do you call it? The lechayda why need a pasuk madach mum which is also to a hedge. Sorry, mutter to hedge also is beach. Surely treifa should be also. What do you need a pasuk for? Goes back to that question. What do you pasuk? Think more shlok. I'll tell you why. What about somebody who goes through the machinations of making traders outside of the base of English? So also the hedges forbidden the hedges and it mutter ligvaya. So I would think the same thing about treif. So what are you talking about? Mefatim gavru. That there we're talking about a person. Here we're talking about an animal, the object. Forget about the person. What about the actual trade itself that you made outside the base of Midrash is no good? So also, your head, you cannot use it. So the trade for the same thing? Outside, I would think. The Taylor insists that you should make Peter Maktaydus in the base of Midrash. The Taylor says, anyway, you have to have a trade for. So what would you think? Okay, next answer. Mabe said, we shlug up each answer. Mabe, Ravino, Shabbos, Techia. What about Shabbos? So asur lehedit, you're not allowed to do any activities on Shabbos. Yet, umetez legvay, you're allowed to shechel do all the activities on Shabbos. So maybe it's safe the same thing. What are you talking about? Malah Shabbos akein hutra miklol it's a hedit b'mila. Shabbos itself, we find in other instances, even for a hedit, that sometimes you're allowed to, if you have to. For example, bris mila on Shabbos. V'yemesh mini masalah, so you do it on Shabbos. So there's a see what if a hedit where the tater wants you to do something, you can do it on Shabbos. We suspend Shabbos. So the same thing when it comes to all the activities of Shabbos by a carbon. What does it do with treifa? Where do you find treifa mutter? B'mila. The more we'll say that next. Up to Mila Tzaydech Hedjit, you think about it, what about Mila Tzaydech Hedjit? Mila Chamitzah, what do you mean? When Shabbos never gets moved for our benefit. Mila Mitzvah, Ela Mala Shabbos, Mitzvah Zekach, that's the Mitzvah. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Pekuach Nefesh is Matzah Shabbos for our benefit? So we see that Shabbos becomes Mutter. And for us. instead of no. So then we're so no, the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is saying here is we find Shabbos that is usher for us, and yet it's mutter on his bech, saying by treif. So we're saying don't bring a raya from Shabbos because the Shabbos is different. The Torah says you do on Shabbos, and you don't find that by hedyot at all. The Gemara says no, you do find by hedyot. For example, milah. And the Gemara says no, milah is not is different because that's for our benefit. It's for a mitzvah. So is milah. Milah is also yetsim l'klal. You don't do anything else on Shabbos. Only bris milah. What's the difference between kochan and milah? Must be. It could be. You can admit it. No one was Pekuach Nefesh. Or more than Mesamareach. We had in Yuma, all the different sukkim from Pekuach Nefesh. So obviously, the heter of Pekuach Nefesh for Shabbos is not the same idea as Mil and Shabbos. And then you have to just work out what is the difference. What is the difference? Maybe because it's true. So if it's a mitzvah, so what? True, but the idea since it's a mitzvah, the Shabbos has never been since. Where do you find? There's no mitzvah whatsoever to bring a tray for carbon. No such mitzvah. No. There's a mitzvah to do milah on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah or the mitzvah to do the kavanah on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to bring a tray for anywhere.
So there's no mitzvah to bring the challah Shabbos to a milah.
Oh yes, there is. What do you mean?
No. I'm not to do the cut. I'm talking about the whole gemara will end up bringing your knife in Shabbos.
But that's machshirin.
Fine, but what I'm saying is...
But the point is, when it comes to the mitzvah part, there's a mitzvah to do this, a mitzvah to do that.
And if
there's no mitzvah to bring a tray for carbon. There's a mitzvah to cut on Shabbos, do the chil Shabbos.
What if it's not an animal?
There's no such thing.
So,
it's impossible.
So
I mean, how can so it goes back to the original question. The question is, why do we need a pussy to tell me don't be treif? Of course, you cannot be treif. Why would you think you could? Madach a mum, an animal, a mum we're allowed to eat, you know, so surely treif, which is usa to us, surely you should not bring him back. That's what we're trying to ask. So we're trying to say that no, we would have thought that just like in other cases which are forbidden for a hedyot and yet it's mutter from his bech. So maybe treif is the same thing. It's forbidden for hedyot mizbech. That's right. But if you tell me what was that? It's mutter mizbech. It's because that's how the Eibishter wanted the mitzvah. That's no longer than a question. That's what we're going through each step. So next one. Ravad b'ravam mishum dikel meima klayim techiach klayim a koyun for example wears an avenate or whatever it is which a klayim shasudin lehedyot no hedyot is allowed to wear it yet mutar legvaya in the service of Beis Hamidrash is mutter so we see that different than him there so maybe the same with treif it's forbidden for a person but in the Beis Hamidrash is mutter. Someone says, normal client chicken hutra mclon to hedyot, but tzitzis. Sometimes we find that hedyot also is mutter when it comes to tzitzis. So Gemara says, otu tzitzis tzolich hedyot in mitzis. It's never mutter, there's no exception tzolich hedyot. So therefore, we find that client is mutter in the base mitzvah also to a hedyot. So maybe treif is the same thing. Ella, the Gemara says, no. Malik klayim shemitzvasa bekach. The mitzvah of tzitzis is, for example, or avnet of a koyin is to wear, by avnet of a koyin, that's the mitzvah, to wear klayim. What should he do? So that's different. There's no mitzvah to take a behemoth treif. Okay, I'm stopping tomorrow. Sure.